what's been the difference the last 3-4 games? Probably since, I guess, the second half of the Redskins game. You've really been sharp. The numbers are just soaring. What's been the difference?
No, we've just been continuing to work at it. You know, talk about it, taking it one game at a time and trying to out-prepare yourself from the previous week. You know, that's what we've been trying to do every week. You know, and as we've gone on, we've continued to work at it and work at it. And, you know, guys are stepping up big time on Sundays, you know, making a lot of plays.
I ask other players about what's different with you, and they say you're just a lot more comfortable with the offense. How much is that comfort zone playing part in this improvement?
You know, yeah, like I said, as you work with a new offense and continue to work at it, yeah, you do get much more comfortable with it. And I'm not saying you're not comfortable with it at the beginning, but there's a lot of times where situations come up in a game and you haven't really seen it. I mean, you've looked at it in the book and you've talked about it, and you're looking and it's just not quite, you're not ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, you know. And when you're in the system, when you go out there and you rep it and you see different looks and you watch the film of whether it's Eli and the Giants running the offense or it's us running it, and you get to go out and experience it on a Sunday, you know, you start to feel more and more comfortable with it. And, I feel like as an offense, there are a lot of guys that are in that boat.
Are you aware of the numbers you've put up and the team has put up in the last month? Is that something you even look at?
As far as what?
The numbers you've put up and the team has been put up in this last month. Is that stuff you keep a radar on?
You know, not really. You know, we just focus one game at a time, you know, trying to get better, you know, looking at anything other than the next opponent and what you can do to get better at this point in time. It's the only way you can go out and be successful on Sundays and continue this. You know, we're all about winning games, you know, point blank. And it's all about one week at a time, that mentality, and then preparation. You know, it's and that's a huge, huge point is, can we out-prepare ourselves from the previous week going into the next week?
So you don't pick up the stats?
We really don't, you know, other than every now and then. Alan will catch me in the locker room, but no, for the most part, it's all about winning and then on to the next one.
Your ball security numbers are really good. The last, I think, 3 games, it's 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. What have you done in that regard to lower the interceptions and the turnovers?
You know, really just continue to work within the offense. You know, there's sometimes, I mean, maybe a ball gets away from you or whatever happens, but yeah, the more and more comfortable you get with the offense, the less and less prone you are to making those sort of maybe an errant throw or trying to fit a ball in a window when you have another guy that's open, you know, things of that nature. And you know, it's just, and I also couple that with great play calling. I think Sully's putting our offense in a very advantageous situation, you know, a position to where we can go out and succeed on Sundays. You know, he's getting the ball, calling plays in a way to get the ball in the playmaker's hands, formationing, doing a lot of things, and you know, everybody's working hard, and you know, we just have to continue to keep up this level of preparation. You know, that's what it's all about.
You threw very few interceptions in 2010, and I know Coach Giannos talked about the number one goal for him is protecting the football. Are you feeling kind of the way you were back then in terms of just, you know, the way you're throwing and just your knowledge of what's in front of you?
No, that's a tough one. It's a completely, different system. You're keen off different things, different rules. You know, I'm just trying to be the best I can be in the moment. You know, obviously you're going to take past experiences, understanding defenses, and my experiences from 2009 through 2011 into this season. But you know, you just have to look at it one game at a time and continue to try to improve on what you've done, you know, and continue to work hard and, push that envelope, see how good you can get.
What do you say about Doug and in the passing game, you know, when you have the ability to get him the ball in a little bit of space like you did the other night, you know, I just kind of gave him a little stuff about he had a couple drops in that game, but like he said, he came back and he made up for it in a big way. But just talk about your confidence in him as a receiver and just that ability, that X factor that he provides like he did that night.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, he's explosive, you know, he has great hands, you know, and in his defense, some of those balls, it's wrapping it around a defender, it's going right through, but yeah, like you said, you get the ball in his hands with a little bit of space, and he does a tremendous job of, you saw it in the Chiefs game, he'll make the first guy miss, if he gets the little crease, extremely explosive, and he knows how to find the end zone.
Josh, question. One of the signature type plays that you guys had so much success with, and whether it's Mike or particularly Mike, but also Vincent, are the fade, the back shoulder throws, but also the fades like we saw against Minnesota, where he tapped the toe and the whole deal. It looks like a simple route. It looks like a simple enough type of play, but there's a lot that goes into that. Can you just describe from your aspect as a quarterback to receiver, just why you think you guys are so or have become so proficient at some of those throws?
I mean, really, it's just a testament to our preparation. You know, we practice those balls all the time. You know, we work them, and we work the different timings, the different routes, the different looks, where we want to throw the ball. And you know, those guys are where they need to be. And you know, I try to put the ball in the best position for them to make a play on it. You know, and when we get one-on-one coverage, you know, we like to take advantage of it. You know, we feel like we have two extremely talented wide receivers. You know, and I can't even say two because I feel like Tyquan and Aurelius can do the same thing. But you know, those guys are performing at an extremely high level. You know, and it's all about the work we put in. You know, even today, we were out there throwing, just trying to time things up, trying to work on different routes. And it's not necessarily that it's in the game plan. It's just that that's something that we know is going to be something that we can throw, and it's going to be something that we're going to carry with us.
How will the offense change, if any, without Carl Nix now for the season?
You know, Carl smiles a lot, so we'll probably have a lot less smiles. No, I don't know. You know, it's a shame. You know, I mean, Carl's a guy. He's a tough guy. You know, because his toe, man. I don't know if you guys ever saw it, but that guy was. I mean, he was playing with pretty substantial injury. You know, and but no, I feel like the guys that we have. I mean, Ted Larson, Jeremy Zutaw, both those guys. Inside, and then you talk about Jermon coming in. You know, I feel like we have a lot of guys, and our O-line's playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, you talk about Carl. I mean, Davin went down, and everybody was like, "Oh no, Davin went down." You know, we just you got to continue. It's really the next man up mentality. And otherwise, I mean, you're not going to give yourself a chance if you're worried about who you don't have. You know, it's all about who you have, who's on the field, and I mean, what you can do to execute and be successful on each and every single play.
Couple games out west. Your thoughts about going into Oakland? It's a unique environment. And what's the secret about heading out west and being prepared as a player?
You know, it's all about your preparation. I mean, coach talks about just getting ready, getting physically ready, getting mentally ready, and then getting emotionally ready to handle the environment, to handle whatever the game throws at you. You know, whether it's through our game plan, you know, whether it's the guy across from you trash talking, just being. Playing every situation out in your mind, so when it comes in the game, it doesn't throw you off of your game.
Great. Nice shot.
Hey guys. Nice shot.